March 14, 1976, Sunday.
Gemara, we have to finish the period. We up to the Gemara, we have to keep the Gemara. Yosef, Rav Yudayin, Omer Aleph. Yosef, Rav Yosef, Achiri, de Rav Kane. Yosef, Rav Kane, Kami, de Rav Yude. Yosef, Vikoma. Asidin Yisroel, the Abdin Yemetove, Kehor, the Talmud. That's a strange Gemara. In other words, the day when Talmud will be destroyed, so it will be Yontif now. They cannot be understood simply because Talmud had Psulim. I mean, Mamza Talmud Chochem is Kedim Lekin Godel Amoretz. As far as as brotherhood is concerned, so there is not any less obligation of brotherhood to Imam Zeh than to one who is not Imam Zeh. So how can we make a Yontef just because the city that has many Psulim, it was destroyed? But now, while we don't know about the identity of Talmud, I mean, the Jewish historians don't know what Talmud is, where Talmud is. Now, I have a map. So that map has all the cities that Gemara mentions, but Talmud is not mentioned, because no one knows what Talmud is. They don't know. Well, sometimes they'll find out. But right now, they don't know what Talmud is. But it seems, it appears, that Talmud, of course, number one, Talmud had many psulim, had many mamzerim. But the mamzerim, the abundance of mamzerim in Talmud did not originate just in a tragedy. I mean, that was deliberate. It seems that Talmud was the city where certain arrogant Jews, I mean, who were the offspring of mixed marriages, forced mixed marriages. So they tried against the consent of the Jewish women, you know, to convert and to be ma'aveh them al hadas. So the mamzeres, the abundance of mamzeres in Talmud was not just accidental. I mean, it was deliberate, and the kavone was to be eicher the Torah. And because of that, so the Gemara says, Asid in Yisrael de Avdin Yemetove. Not because the psulim, but because that was a center of assimilation, and where descendants of Jews through mixed marriages try to convert the Jewish people, and that influence of Talmud, I mean, was transplanted in other cities, as Gemara will mention. I mean, it's a whole evolutionary process. Alright. So, Asidi Yisroel da'av di yimetove kechor v'tam. V'charvet, v'chori, it was destroyed already. So, Gemara says, Hay tamud avad. That, the one that was destroyed, already that's tamud, not tamud. Rabash Yomar, hayne tamud, hayne tamud. When at one end of Talmud was destroyed, so another corner was rebuilt. Yosef Rav Amnune came to Ule, so Rav Amnune was sitting before Ule, because Habe Bishmai. And Rav Amnune was engaged in learning Havi Makshev. He was raising certain questions. Omar, so Ule said, Magavre o Magavre, you love the harp in your master. In other words, Rav Amnune is such a great man, such a great person, such an Adam Godel. But one thing about him, he's from the city of Harpanye. And what's wrong with that? Harpanye? So Harpanye also had many psulim. Harpanye, but it didn't mean Chas V'Sholem that there was a chash. The chash against Rav Amnune, maybe himself Chas V'Sholem was the apostle. But he just mentioned such a great person, and but he comes from a city where there are many psulim, and as we see, the psulim, it's not, the fact that the psulim, that's not, that was not mentioned, lignai, but it was, why were the psulim? Because this was, hapanye was acquired many psulim in an evolutionary process from Talmud. So, the Apanye Masa, his city is Apanye, Ichsi. So Rabbi Amnune was embarrassed. He felt insulted. Omalei, Kesev Galgalte Lehecha Yavis. Now everyone had to pay a hetex. So he had to pay the hetex to the ruler of the city from which he came. So in other words, even if somebody, so that was the law, I mean, in the Babylonian cities, in Zman Chazal, that even if somebody moved out from his native town, but he still had to pay the tax to the ruler of his native town, even though he moved to a different town. So he asked him, in other words, so in order to know where his native town was, so he asked him, where do you pay the head tax? So in other words, that means that he made a mistake. Ule made a mistake. Ule thought that the native town of Rav Amnune was Apanye, and it turned out to be not Apanye. It was Pumnar. Now Pumnare was a city where there are many poor people. Apanye was a city of Psulim. And the reason is why there are so many psulim, because of the abundance of arrogant Jews, arrogant assimilated Jews who try to be Ma'avi or Jews, Aldosom. But Pumnare was just a city, it was mentioned before, Humanye Pumnare, Bumanye Yivonime, Umatzir with Pumnare, Shem Yisroel Ali. Just like Ali. Amalei! In Cain, if you pay the hetex to Pumnare, to the ruler of Pumnare, so in other words, that was, they were, at first, when Ule thought that Rav Amnune came from Apanye, so he was amazed, how is there such another Golo, such come from such a terrible city? But then he found out that he didn't come from Apanye, he came from Pumnare. Now, here you have a map. Now, Talmud isn't on the map because no one knows what Talmud is. But here you have Apanye, and here you have Pumnare, and Mishan you have around here, Mishan. But Talmud is not mentioned. My Apanye. What is Apanye? Omar Rav Zeire, Har Shehakil Peninde. Bimasnitin Tone, Kol Shei Makiam Lishpachtei Lishiftei Nifne Lisham. In other words, if somebody doesn't know his yichas, and if he has a problem, you know, getting married, so the place was Apanye. Because in Apanye, so if his status was dubious, on the contrary, that was a mile there. Omar Rove, Vihi Amuko Mishoi, Shenema Miachoim Evdein, Mimobe Segoi. So, in other words, that Apanye is Amuko Mishoi. Why? Because there could be redemption even from Shoi. But, Rosidov. But the psul de du, in other words, from Zeus, less later come. Now, so from this Gemara it appears that in Mamzeh I will never be mutar. Now, Rabbi Yanki Fenton in his Agoes, he raises the question, there is a machlekes in Gdush between Rabbi Yesi and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Meir. Toner Abor. Da famme beis om ein beis am beis. Mam zeire un sine teren was it lot. So Rabbi Yisi said le meis am Mashiach. So mam zeire mu bi muta lo bi kop. Rab Meir in der rein teil. Om Rabbi Yisi wal ik vener ma bi zarakti al ich mein teren mit der harte. Omal er het mee, ik is een, en ik houd hem eens tegen collega, en we leunen naar hem zelfs. So, mijn theorem is reference to Averes. Kapore voor Averes, but not Pupsum. But according to Rabbi Yisi, omal Rabbi Yisi, ik is een, er atai resre, me veim er af in hem zelfs. Now, of course, the Torah is leil on void. But there are certain mitzvahs that lost it love, they are not need. For example, I mean the mitzvah of Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. So there is a machlekes between Benzeim and the Chachomim whether the mitzvah of Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is neidik when Meisam Mashiach or not. Mantiskias Yimtis Chomer of Mitzrayim Kolim Michayacho. Yimei Chayecha Yomim Kolim Michayacho Alelis. Vachachomim Imrim. Yimei Chayecho El Mazeh Kolim Michayacho Lehobi Limeis HaMashiach. So that's the Chachomim. So, but Benzeim is Marbe Leleis. So that means, according to the Chachomim, there is no chiyuv of Schiras Yisrael b'leilets, and the koil is marbe. Yemei Samashiach, according to Benzeime, so the Gemara says in Broches. So the koil is marbe leilets, so we have no ribu for Yemei Samashiach, so that means, Yemei Samashiach, there is no chiyuv of Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Siva Yitzias Mitzrayim, Pesach night, yes, but Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, every day, the Meis HaMashiach is not neig, and we pass like Benzema, not like the Chachamim, because we pass that Belayla is there is a mitzvah of Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. So I mean that you cannot ask, but the Torah is that the Torah is a mitzvah. It's true, but there are certain mitzvahs that the Torah itself declares they're not neig was in love, like the mitzvah of Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. So according to Rabbi Yisi, the Yisah of Yovei Mamza Bikal Hashem, so Lohosid Lovei Lemeis HaMashiach, it's not there. That's one of the dinato. Vizorakti Aleichem Mayim Teirem Mitav. Now, how do we pasken? Omar Rav Yudah Omar Shmuel Haloche Ki Rav Yeis that Lohosid Lovei Mamzeirem Atoy. Now, so the question is, Rabbi Yankiv Emd raised that question, he's a goyis. So, Rabbi Yankiv, so the question is, why does he say, Oma Robe, vi amukom misheil, shenema miyat sheil evdei, mimo besegeolein, that sheil. So sheil has an end. There is redemption from sheil. Vi lupsu vedu, of Afani, of Mamzeres, leslu takante, let the count it, but why was let the count the loss it will be? According to Rabbi Yisi, so Rabbi Yanki Femden says, apparently Robe doesn't pasken like Rabbi Yisi, but Robe paskens like Hamea. As a matter of fact, the Yazawa in Hilchas Yib mentions this Gemara and he says that the Aloche is not like Robe. The Aloche is like Shmuel, who says Aloche ki Rabbi Yisi. So in other words, Rabbi Yankiv Emden himself mentions, refers to the Yozua. So in other words, so the Yozua himself says that Robes saying, Robes Memre, Vilupsu Vidu, Les Letakante, is in accordance with the view of Reb Meir, that Mamzeirim Asurim was in love. But according to Rabbi Yisi and the Shmuel Paskins, so then, so Psu Mamzeires is also Isletakante. Limeis HaMashiach. Alright. Now, Psule de Afanye, Mishim Psule de Mishim. So, in other words, there is a whole evolutionary process. So, it started with Mishim. Upsule de Mishim, Mishum, I mean, it didn't start with Mishim. But in Mishim, the Psulim abounded in Mishim first. And then, it was transferred to to a family. Upsui the Mishen, Mipsui the Talmud. Upsui the Talmud, Mishimav the Shleime. Mishimav the Shleime. Hainid Amrin She, Kabe Robe, the Kabe Zute, Ming the Rebioz. Eifok Delo, the Foktano, Shneemi Vosin, Klima Kola Psuin, Misgaldil and the Yerim Lishel, Umishel the Talmud. Tilema se sheu gavia mitamu, tu misgalbu mishel mitamu. Um mitame ki lio di, dio lio di geni mi keta kante, vili psul di du eim tata. So, mi gvozu mishel, mishel li talmu, mitamu le mishen, um mi mishen le apani. Mishel apani. So it's a whole evolutionary process. So, I mean, all the cities are mentioned at the map. But Talmud not, because they don't know where Talmud is. All right, now, the thesis. Very difficult thesis. Now, the last thesis, that design of Magala. The bottom thesis. Kol apsomim haboim minorekem teire, virabiude mitame, mipnei shem geirim vitoi, mipinet kichovim teire. So, he kesem of the Israelis, the chachovim or geza tumer. Midrash say Kesem is not Tomei, because when is Dam Nido Mitamei, even if we know that the Kesem is a result of a menstrual discharge, so it's still not Mitamei, because it's only Mitamei if it is coupled with Agoshi. But if it is, if the discharge comes out without Agoshi on the part of the woman, so then she's not Asur, and it's not Mitamei. But the Chachomi answered Ksom. So the Ksomim, only Ksomim of the Israelis is Mitami. But Ksomim of the Nochris is not Mitami. So Kol HaKsomim HaBoim Minorekem Iteir Lifishel Gozru Al Kis Meir V'Kichot V'Rab Yudah Mitam Why Mitnei Shem Geirim V'Teir. So they are really Jews, but the Sheimiru Dosom V'Gozru Al Kis Meir Shav Al Pi Shechotu Sheimiru Yisraelime. But in the Kichovim, if it comes from places, if the Ksomim come from places where there are non-Jews, so then it's Torah. Kol HaKsom HaBoim Rekem Teir, the Tesis. Afa Gavdi Rekem Nama Avi Yisrael, Kirit Nam Berish Gitten, Afa Meivim Rekem Nachago. So he has to say, before the Nechtam. So it's conceivable that the get should be executed in Rekem, Mikol Mokei, Ksomim Aboim Rekem Teirim, the love the Yisroel Ninu, the Yisroel Matznim Kismeyem, the Yisroel Adorim Shom, the Yisroel Gmurim, the Lord Yisroel Mumrim, because the Yisroel Amina deport themselves with Tznias, then they wouldn't expose the Ksomim. Vashem Kei, Somim Meile, if the Kesem comes, we know that it's not from the Jews who are Zoya, so it's from the Goy. All right. Rabbi Yechon and Salve, Rabbi Yechon and Salve, Amakam Gam Dalmudi. Tell me about Rabbi Yechon Chag Anovi, Shemus of Rabbi Yechon Shom Chag Amelo. Koposik Vitone Afilo Mitamu. Tell me Dilma Livad Mitamu. Kidamu and Fekam Ligitin, Loi Libamibo. So the Gemara says, Amaroi Nino Valivid Rabbi Yechon. Amaroi Nino Valivid Rabbi Yechon. What do you mean by Amaroi Nino Valivid Rabbi Yechon? And Ahudi Sobari Mikabin gave me a Talmud. On one hand, so Rabbi Yechon said, Ein mikabin geirim in a Talmud. Why? Because, in other words, we cannot allow them when they are Mizgaya. If some residents from Talmud are Mizgaya, so we cannot allow them to be lovey bikor. Because it's very likely that they are Jews, and they are so assimilated, they were so nitmo bein akum, that they don't know their Jewish identity. So mimelein. And if they are Jews, they might be mamzerim. It's very likely that they are mamzerim. So that's the pshat of the mikablim geirim minatam. So that's one member of Rabbi Yechonen. And then Rabbi Yechonen deduced from the Mishnah that says the Mishnah Mide that says miminat kichovim teirim. So that means that implies even Talmud, and zeisim eres imikablim geirim mitalmud. I'm becoming here, in other words, that it's daily, that we take it for granted that everyone in Talmud is an angel. We don't say that many of the Talmud residents are Jews who are not aware of their Jewish identity. So it's a stira. V'chi teime zeis v'lisvir alei v'am rabich aloch v'istam mishne z'gmog yedem z'am roin alim rabich. Oh, Dawud is so v'arim mikabling here in a Talmud, the one who says in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, in the name of Leslie alim Rabbi Yechanan shdei aloch v'istam mishne. Iname, so v'amil kichovim teirim, livad mi Talmud. In other words, that even the Mandoma who says, the Amira who says in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, gam kirim na Talmud, can agree that according to Rabbi Yechanan, so aloch ekistam mishne. But he says Rabbi Yechanan never said zeisi meres mikabim gerim Talmud. And even though it says mikachov teirim, so it doesn't mean so without any exceptions. Mibeinu mikachovim, but there is an exception. There is one city which seemingly is a non-Jewish city, but still, actually, many of them are Jews. All right. In amesam mikachov teirim levad mitamud. ומי הוא על כורח צורך לימק דירץ לי הלוכי כסתם מישן. הלוכי כסתם מישן, in other words, the mandoma who says in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that he מגבים קרים מן התלמוד does not hold that according to Rabbi Yechanan is הלוכי כסתם מישן. דוקו סוב הרי נתיכון ועבד אבו על ישראל, אבו עד ממזר, because what's the basis? What's the basis for this הלוכי? For this הלוכי? of that Amy Kablin Gale in Natalmud. Because of Amit Chobin Ve'eved Abba Al-Bas Yisroel Abba Mamza. Ustam Asnissen Dio Amy Savre Abba Kosher. But the Stam Mishne in Dushin is that Akum Ve'eved Abba Al-Bas Yisroel Abba Kosher. The rabbat kivet davke deoma v'intushim v'intushim v'chayim v'lavim hu da'ave mamze amel v'kichovim v'evet ki v'muchach v'ferik asor yuchsin. So Teisus wants to prove, how do we see that the Stam Mishne in Kedushin says that Akum v'evet avu avas Yisroel, so the vlad is kosher, because who can say that Akum v'evet avu avas Yisroel, so the vlad is a mamze? That's only a little rabbat kivet who says that Yesh Mamza Mechaya V'lav. So Memele, Akum Ve'eved is also Chaya V'lav. Eved received the Isho. Akum, this is Chafi, as Rashi says. I mean, Kesha says, the Kashi, I mean, all right, but they are. So according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that Yesh Mamza Mechaya V'lav, so Akum Ve'eved is also a Vlad Mamza. But the Mishneh, the Stam Mishneh in Dushin holds that ein mamza mechayav alav. Umas nisim dahim nasi vera yudushin teisim mechayav alav. Diktone komokim she yishdushin ve yishama vere ki mamzeres unsinu li Yisroel vim kein ein mamza mevet kichovim vevet viho diktone hosom kol mi sheinu lo gdushin avo yeisho leo gdushin מעל אחרים, הבלד ממזה חניק משיכור השוסום, ואיזהוי, נעבור אחת כבר רואה שבתאירו, ולא אם אלו כחובים ועבד, אבל גם כחובים ועבד, נאמין לו בדוש מי שלא ידוש מאחרים, וחי דבנה, היא כבדמור, נעלה צידי גמור עם דוש, ומישנה עם דוש. Kolmokim dat samach vobem deis. Kolmokim she yesh dushin vein avera avad elech achar azoch. Veizu zu kahenes leviyo vi yisrael she niso lekein levi yisrael. Vicholmokim she yesh dushin veyesh avera avad elech achar pogum. Veize zu amon lekein godu kushu chutz lekein hetye. Mamzer asin sinu li yisrael bas yisrael mamzer lo nosin. So then there is a loche of achar pogum she bishneyen. So if the mother is a mamzeres, and she knows the vlad, is also a mamzer or an os. And what's about Amon Lekin, God Kusha Lechutz Lekin Hedyet? So neither party is a apostle. The answer is, because the Amon Lekin God through the beer, she becomes a halole. So Mimele, Havla Delech HaChapodim, she bishneyem, and the child
is also a cholov. Is also a cholov, even though the father is a king gadol. But the halacha is avadeleich achapom shebishnei. Oh, v'chol mi shein lo olov gedushin aval yeish lo al achirim gedushin havad mamza ve'ize ze habo al achas mikol ha'araya shebateyam. So the Gemara to the Mishnah says v'chol mi shein lo lo yolov v'lo achirim gedushin havad kemeiso ve'ize ze vachifo v'nochis. So the Mishnah says in so many words that almono l'kin godu l'kush l'chusuk in hediyet. So, mamzeres and sinol Yisroel gedushin is teife. The vlad is not a mamzer. When is the vlad a mamzer? When is the vlad a mamzer? The vlad is a mamzer only ze abo al achas mikol haraya shevateyo. Mamzeres and sinol Yisroel, the vlad is a mamzer because the mother is a mamzeres. But not through this beer. But when does it become a mamzer at the very outset, at its inception, only if he's boalachas mikol haraya shebateyo, haraya shebateyo. So he says, so that's a gemore, so this Mishnah says, in so many words, that chayav elavim is not harayas, and only chayav etrizes is harayas. In other words, it's like shin latimoni. It's like shin latimoni. So that means, and the gemore says, yivomes, further, that alivet rav akiva, who says Yesh Mamzer Chayolavim? So Akum Veved Avavas Yisroel, the vlad is a mamzer because Akum Veved is also Chayolavim for Lavim. So Meile, so we see, and this Mishnah says in so many words that only Arayes Chiyuvi Kores, the vlad is a mamzer. The vlad is a mamzer. Otherwise, not in the case of Mamzeres Li Yisroel. So the vlad is a mamzer because the mother is already a mamzeres, but he's not a mamzer. He couldn't become a mamzer. So, it's because, but Dushni Steifes here, by Mamzeres. Dushni Steifes, if Dushni Steifes, so Memele, according to Rav Akiva, so Dushni is not Eves in Mamzeres. And here the Mishnah says that Dushni Steifes by Mamzeres. So that means that the Stam Mishnah is not like Rav Akiva. And if it's not like Rav Akiva, so Akum Vevet Al-Bobas Yisroel, the blood is the kosher. Is what Eves says. We'll soon see Rav Gleyas Kash. All right. So in other words, so we have a stomach of the Mishnah that Akum Veved Avoal Bas Yisroel is Avoat Kosher. So Memele, the Ameire, who says in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that they mikavlin gerim the Talmud. Why? Because of Akum Veved Avoal Bas Yisroel. So many amamzeirim in Talmud so must disagree with that one who says in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that Aloch is Stam Mishneh, because if Aloch is Stam Mishneh, and the Stam Mishneh in Perek Ha'Emer is that Akum Veved Avoal Bas Yisroel Vat Kosher, because only Chayov Etri says the word is a mamzer, the Mishneh says. But then he says, V'af al grav dikes tom achinel ikam un fer talmono, v'savra di ish mamzer melikhon vede. So there is not two, the Mishneh in Ha'Emer, the Stam Mishneh says, that Akum Veved Avoal Bas Yisroel Vat Kosher. But there is another Mishneh, Yivomes, that some of the Mishneh says that Akum Veved Avoal Bas Yisroel Vat Mamzer. Mikol bo kei mayu me dahach stome mahaich stome. Dechai gav ne poro be rishwe, tzu gvur ube. Uvecham educh. Vi hoche di porich. Umi oma rebyeichen en hoche. Have mozul mitfach mistam mas nisni perikoeina. So when he says, Umi oma rebyeichen en hoche, that in ikadven gerim et amudim, thus implying, that Akum Veved Avoal Bas Yisroel is Avoad Mamzer, but Rabbi Yechanan was midayit from the Mishnah in Nideh, that even the Ksomim that come from Talmud, so is also Aron Soterim. Why doesn't the Gemara mention the Mishnah, the Stam of the Mishnah of Perek Ha'Emer, where it says that the blood is a Mamzer only from the Arayas Hayavichrises, But Mamzeres Chayav Olavim of Dushni Steifes, that means the vlad is not a mamzer. Vodi pori chumi yom rabbi yechen och have mostly of stam asin perik eimer el dini al mifach masnisin dinide the yom rabbi yechen behed ye dim kablin gerin atam because they are that mishne deal according to rabbi yechen and pshat deals with tam uli yom ademi kablin vei dim asnisin dinide עלים את צווי להכשיר מנהים, משום דהוסו מוכח, דלבו עליהם את כחובים ועבד. the bow aleihem amaykis meim teir, because from that Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yochanan's shot of Zeis Imeres mikabel ger mitalmud, so it's mashma that in Talmud there are no offsprings of Eved Chovim ve'Eved Habal Bas Yisrael. How do we see? Because the Mishnah says Kolak Somim Haboim Bein Eved Chovim, and the commentary of Yechanan, it means even mitalmud. So he's there. He's there. Why? Because there are no Jews. So that means how is it that I know? So apparently there were no Akum Ve'Eved Habal Bas Yisrael in Talmud. Because if there are many offsprings of that kind of a marriage of Akum Habal Bas Yisrael in Talmud, so the male are Jews in Talmud, so and they don't deport themselves like Jews, so they could expose the Ksamim. So the male, why the Ksamim tell? We likely may mamish in the Sabbath. The Avlat Kosher, the Bosari Vichichon Vechadinolei. So what, how is it Muchach from this Tesis? Now, in other words, it's no right. Tesis says, maybe you'll argue that it's no right from that Mishnah of Aboim Vichichon Teirim, including Talmud, that there are no offsprings of a mixed marriage of Akum Abol Bas Yisrael and Talmud. So, but you ask, if there is no raya, so in other words, if there are, if even according to the Mishnah, so Talmud has many offspring of Akum Vevet Abal Bas Yisrael, so why is Kismeim Teirim? No, because Kismeim is Teirim, because that Mishnah, you need the holds that Akum Vevet Abal Bas Yisrael, the blood is kosher. Now the question is, so if the blood is kosher, so the Ksomim should be tmei. So it appears from this thesis that if we say Akum ve'Eved Habal Bas Yisrael, a blood kosher, so it doesn't mean a blood kosher is a blood kosher in Israel. But is a kosher a goy? Every goy is kosher. If he's misgaya, there is no psul mamzerus in a goy. Psul mamzerus is only shayach in Israel, not in a goy. So in other words, there is a machlikas Hashem. What's the pshat? In Akum ve'Eved Habal Bas Yisrael, Havlat Kosher. So many Rishonim say, Havlat Kosher means he's a Jew. He's not a Mamzer and he's a Jew, he's a Yisroel Kosher. There's the Shittas HaRambam. The Shittas HaRambam means that he's even Kosher. Likune, let's say, if Akum ve'Eved Habal Bas Yisrael, they have a daughter, so the daughter can get married, according to Pesach HaRambam, he can get married to a Keir, according to the Rambam. That he's even Kosher Likune. So many Rishonim say that the pshat in Akum ve'Eved Habal Bas Yisrael Habat Kosher because Lodo Kimeiso, his Mesiach is only after the mother. The mother is Jewish, so he is a Jew, and he's not Mesiach, he's after the father. So Mimele, he can marry Bas Yisrael, he doesn't require girls. But there are some Rishonim, and it's the sum is quite a few, the sum. So who say that the pshat in Akum ve'Eved Habal Bas Yisrael Habat Kosher is not that he is a regular Yisrael. Habat Kosher is not a mamzer. Why? Because he's a boy. So Mimele, all he has to do is to be Mizgaya. Then he can marry Bas Yisrael. In contrast to the Mandoma who says Akum ve'Eved Habal Bas Yisrael Habat Mamzer, so there is no way of him being allowed to marry Bas Yisrael. But the one who says Kosher is a boy. So it seems from this thesis, we like the name Amish in the Savra Davat Kosher. The Bosari with Chon Vevichadim Alei. So Mimele, we can say that there are many descendants of Akum Abor Bas Yisrael in Talmud. And still the Ksomim are Teirim. Why are the Ksomim Teirim? Because Kosher doesn't mean he's an Israel Kosher, but it means he's an Akum Kosher. So Mimele can be Mizgaya. Well, that in itself is a very strange thing. We'll discuss that. So we cannot say that. Do mashma da'asin ha'meke Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda mitamei mipnei shem geret. Bitein. In the same Mishnah mentions that Rabbi Yehuda in regard to Rekem says that Eksomim atome. But he concedes that Ben Yichovim teirim, Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda, so Tesis, Tachtezayin, Omed Beis, the last Tesis, said that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Akum Bevet Abal Bas Yisroel Zavlad is Mamza. That's what Teisa said, that the Svob Amit Beis, I mean not the Zayin Amit Beis, the Svob Amit Beis. So he says, ומשהו דומש ודעס אינם כי רבי יהודה דיום הרי שרבי יהודה על כל רוח סובה ולקום בן דבר בבס ישראל עוד ממזק ופרשת ליל גם מה לא אומר שנעצים מסחללס so ממילא we cannot so ממילא it's definitely מוכרח it definitely can be deduced from the Mishnah in Lide that says מבחוב עם תארים and רבי יחן and Eds אפילו מן תלמוד so it's tailing that there is no so in other words that there is no Akum Ve'ebe Dabo Al Bas there are no descendants of Akum Ve'ebe Dabo Al Bas Yisroel and Tal now so we see from this tesis that this tesis assumes and then you'll see the other tesis the same assumption so that this tesis assumes that the Pshat in Akum Ve'ebe Dabo Al Bas Yisroel Havlat Kosher is not that he is a Yisroel Kosher Avad Kosher, if he is Mizdaya, he can marry Bas Yisroel. But he requires Geirus. And there are many Mishenim. And I really don't know why Rabbonim in America, I mean all kinds of Rabbonim, why they are so major. I mean, I wouldn't say no one, but there are a few. I mean, but most of the Rabbonim, who are machmir in many things. And I know that there is such a chaos. There are many descendants of mixed marriages, so some mixed marriages, so the woman is a Gentile, and some mixed marriages, the man is a Gentile. So I know that there is such a laxity in Paskening that someone whose mother is Jewish and whose father is not Jewish, that he can marry Bas Yisroel without even telling, you know, the couple. That he should undergo geus. No, it's not even talk. There are many Rishayim who say that the pshat. Of course, we pass Akum Ve'ebe Dabo Bas Yisroel Avlat Kosher. There is no one who passes Avlat Mamza. But there are many Rishayim who say that Avlat Kosher means that he can marry Bas Yisroel if he goes through geus, but without geus, not. So, Mimele, one should not be misadav dushin between a boy. A boy or a girl of a mixed marriage where the mother is Jewish and the other spouse without requiring, you see, that boy or girl whose mother is Jewish to go through Geus. All right, anyway, you will soon see. There are so many Rishonim who say that Avrat Kosher, the Pshat in Avrat Kosher, is that he is a kosher boy. We'll soon see. But there are many Gemoras that seem to be say so. All right. Now, Bishleim Mandoma, Mishim Abdi Shleimei, Kosova, Ivikhom Ve'ed Abba Yisroel Avad Mamza. Vim Tema, Lomoli Rimis Letayme Mishim Mamzeres, Havel Rimeima Mishim Abdi Shleimei, De Avodim Asurim V'Yisraelis. So why do we have to resort to the fact that the Abdi Shleimei, their arrogance, so they force Jewish women to become married to them. So Mimele, there are many descendants who are Amamzerim and they are also Lovi Bikolo. Even if they didn't marry Bas Yisroel. So the Avodim, Lovi Misle Kaimi Shumamzerim, Savonema Mishumati Shleimi, the Avodim Asurim be Israelis. In other words, even if they married Shifres, Nainis, so still, but they are Oseh, so the children are avoiding, so maybe they are also Lovi Bikol, because of the Yisar of Evet and Shifra. The Yeshleima, the Mistomenis, Yaishu Abayimim, the Yikal Mandoma, because after all, they were so arrogant, and they were affluent, so the Bayimim is Yaishmem, so according to Shmuel, so Hamafkir is Avdei, so he's in Tzorge Chichu. If the Kiyan Momen is Poka, so the Kiyan Yisar is also Poka. V'gamal Mufresh Loyach, Nisyasht in Pleine Avdei, in Tzorge Chichu. So if they hadn't married Bnei Yisrael, so then there would be no problem. If they had married just Shifres, who also rebelled against the Odin, so Mimele, so it's like Nisyashu. Odin, so Mimele, come to Shmuel, so he's a Bechirin and he is Muter and the Yismuta Lovi Bikol. Now, so but what we see one important halacha from this basis. Now, the halacha is that when an Eved is Nishtachea, when an Eved is Nishtachea, so he has to go through Tvila again. And Eved Naini goes through two Tvilas. One Tvila he goes through when he becomes an Eved Naini, if he's the initial Eved Naini. Most Avodim Naini are descendants of Avodim of Shifras. But let's say the original Eved, so how does he become an Eved Naini? By going through Geirus Shel Avdus. So then he has to go through Mile and Tvila, Lishem Geirus of Avdus. And then suppose the Odin is Mishachar him. First he sold himself while he was a girl, and never all. So he was misguided himself with Shem Abdus Knaini, and he went through Tvila. And then after a few years, so the Odin gave him Mishta Shichu. So then he has to go through Tvila again. So that according to the Rambam, the second Tvila is essential Midrais. It's essential Midrais. According to Mukiyeser in Yivomes, so the second Tvila is only necessary Midrabam. But Midraise, he is allowed to marry Bas Yisrael, and he's considered as Yisrael Gomor, as Geir Gomor, Yisrael Gomor, even without the second Tvila. Because after all, he had the Tvila. That's the Shita of Mukiyeser. When he became an Eved Naini, so then he had Mile and Tvila. So the Geirus of Eved Naini was also a Mitzvah Geirus, but he had the Din Eved. But the moment he received the Shtar Shichu from the Odin, so the Avdus is Poka. The moment the Avdus is Poka, so he becomes a Diagomo, and his Mutal will become the Raisa. But the Rabbanon is required to have another field. Rambam in Perik Yudgimu Milchas Yisure B'ye Halochi Yudveiz. So the Rambam says Kishi Yishtachi Ro'eved Yishtachi Ro'eved Solich Tvila Acheres Bifni Shlisho B'yeim Sheboiti Goma Yerushal V'yie Ki Yisrael. So in other words, the Tvila is required Midrais in order to be Yisrael Goma. Bin Zorich Likabel of Mitzvahs Lidinik Radashik Voli Diyuo Kishetova Lishim Abdus. So, but the Mukiyesef in Yivome says that the second Tvila is only the Rabbon. Now, so from this thesis it's mashma, it looks like Mukiyesef. Because thesis and the Kashi, why did the Gemara have to resort to the fact that many of the Avdi Shleini forced Bnei Yisrael to become married to them, and they have descendants, and when they are Mamzerim, without that? I mean, they were very arrogant, and they did not consider themselves as Avodim. So Mimele, they, even if they had married just their own kind, so they still would be also Alovi Bikol, because they are Avodim. They didn't get Ishtar Shichu from Shlomo. So Jesus says, because according to Shmuel, if Nisyaish Hodin, so then he doesn't even require Ishtar Shichu. Fine. So it is just as if they had received Ishtar Shichu. But they didn't go. I mean, they're so arrogant and so unconscientious, unscrupulous, and so immoral. They certainly didn't go through Tvile. So Mimele, according to the Rambam, they were also loving the call. But this implies that they were, if not for the fact that they forced Bnei Yisrael to become married to them, so then So then there wouldn't be any problem, would be mutalovi be called, because the key and abdus were spoken from them, even the key and isa. But filler was lacking. So wir reden die Kirche Achilles. Sugi da Schas Asle, die Rabbi Yechanan Yisle, die Chome Bebed, aber was ist Reul, aber Mamsa. Mi komo kim ihr Emes, die Rabbi Yechanan Abad Kosher. Wie kaik, wir kommen durch die Keim und Rabbi Yechanan Yisle, ist da Mischne, und da Mischne, du Eime, ihr Sabre, da Abad Kosher. Aber gab die Maslisten, die Kirche Almone, Sabre, da Abad Mamsa, mit dem Chome Bebed. We come back in here, it's not two, yes, two, it must listen to him. So we have two Mishnahs. We have one Stam Mishnah Perko Eime, which implies, which tells out that Akum, Vebe, the world, but it's oil. So Avlad is kosher, and then there is a Stam Mishnah, the Samachtes, in Yivomes, which implies that Akum, Vebe, the world, but it's oil, Avlad is Mamza. So he says the Stam Mishnah Eime is odd. Yot. Mi kol mo ke nira list da tri aston mas isen da ina. Mi shim di misni da bi hilcha se psikte di gush. Vi chali itse bo ko vi hilcha se psikte ba gizel kame. Vi chol hame. Den te se. Vi chol hame. Vi sav. Havad mamze arose ki rabba akive. Ki da amrinom basor ol yurs. Vi sav lo ki rabba akive. Vi omar. Evi ki chom ve vedal bo abbas yisroyo avad mamze. Wie aus dem Namen Maschma, der Rabbi Eichen im Rabbi Shmuel, so war Rabbi Kosher. Wie im Teil? Wie ich hab Pschitte alle Jossam, die Rabbi Kiewe, Abbe Mamser, wie kommen wir weg? Na, die Gemorre sehen, der kommt Rabbi Kiewe, So that mamzam chayov elavim, yesh mam chayov elavim. So the vlad, the vakum veved abobas Yisroel is also vlad mamzam. Why? Because there is also elav. So let's assume that there is elav by akum veved. The next kash of Tesis is bishlei veved. There is elav. Was the love received Asia, but what the Kodesh received Asia, but by Akum. So many times there is no love. That's Tesis Kash. Tesis Kash. All right, but let's assume that there is a love. The Rashi says in Sanhedrin and Iksuves and Yivames, whenever in connection with that Gemara, that according to Rabbi Akiva, the blood is a mamzer, so Mimela Akum David, the blood is a mamzer. So Rashi says, Akum, what kind of a love is it? Akum? Luis is chat. Rashi says, Luis is chat. So Mimela, according to Rabbi Akiva, so Akum David is also Chayav Lavin. But the Gemara is the Kashi, even according to Shimon HaTimon, who says that the blood is not imam zam chayav elav, not imam zam chayav elav, only chayav chrises. But why chayav chrises? Yes. So he learns it out from the smichus of the galik nafodif. So it's didosei. I mean shemeres yovi shalovim didosei. That's chayav chrises. So mimele. So it has to be dumye the knafodif, which is didosei. That is chayav chrises. But there is a connection between non-tvisas dushin and mamzer. So the klal is that wherever the dushin is not teifes, then the vlad is a mamzer. If dushin is teifes, so the vlad is not a mamzer. Neither is chayovich chrises, but neither of dushin is teifes. So maybe the vlad is not a mamzer. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that the blood is a mamzer and chayav lavim, but neither everybody agrees that the blood is not a mamzer. Why? Because there is a special aloche that kedushin is stainless in a needle, sainte, and so on. So the klal is that any woman in whom kedushin is not stainless, the blood of such a being, so is a mamzer. Now the question arises, so why do we say that Akum Bebe, Habu al Bas Yisroel Avrat Kosher? True, there is no chorus by Akum Bebe, Habu al Bas Yisroel, but Dushin is not Eves. So the Gemara says, the Gemara says that according to Shimon HaTimon, who says that if Mamzer Alom Chayovich Chrises, and by Chayovich Chrises, the Dushin is not Eves, and the blood is a Mamzer. But the question is, by Akum Ve'eved, so Dushin is not Eves either, so Mimele, the blood should be a Mamzer, but still, so the Gemara says that according to Shimon HaTimon, so not only Akum Ve'eved, Abal Bas Yisroel Pnuyo, the blood is kosher. But if Akum Ve'eved Abal Bas Yisroel is a Shish, so there, besides the Yisr of Akum and Eved, you have the Yisr of Shish, and that's chorus also. So if Akum Ve'eved Abal Bas Yisroel is a Shish, so the blood is kosher. Why? So the Gemara says that from Heyom and Beis, Ushneim Lulamdu Al Meshesal, Mandi Posi, the one who says, that Akum Ve'eved Abal Bas Yisroel is a Mamzer, Ma'i Shisavdu Itapsu Dushin Abad Mamzer, Abkol Itapsu Dushin Abad Mamzer. Umandi Machsher, even Akum Ve'eved Abal Bas Yisroel is a Shish, so the blood is kosher, but Dushin is not Eves, Sova, Ma'i Shisav, did you daily Tapsu Dushin, Lach in a Tapsu Dushin, Lach Fuki Vichom Ve'eved, Litapsu Dushin Klau. So in other words, Where is there a connection between non-tvisas dushin and mamzer only if it's litapsik dushin lididei? Masheinkein lachrine, yes. Masheinkein akum ve'eved, so litapsik dushin klal is mufter of dushin. So someone that is mufter of dushin completely, so then the blood is not a mamzer. Also, is the kashe. Vim Tena, Veichet Pshitoli Hosa, Dil Rabbi Akiva, Have Mamza Ben Tchom Ve'eved, Dilma Doma, why? Because if it have there that involves the love. Dilma Doma me jesav, we manu ze sovi, we tapse bolu de, avlachine tapse, la puke hane de we tapse loin de loin lachine, di hoche ike man doma fere kachele. So in other words, the same question arose again, Shimlati Moni too. So the Gemara says that the business why Shimon HaTimoni says that Akum Vevel Abor Bas Yisroel Livni Shishish the blood is kosher because it's Litafse Gdushu Loi Didei Veloi Lachine. So Memele, so where do we have the Hechrech? That according to Rav Akiva that Yeish Mam Lechayu Olavim. So in as much as by Akum Vevel there is also Chayu Olavim. We see Yvesho, we see Shatim, but so Memele the blood is Mamzer. But even by Akum Vevet Abor Bas Yisroel Yishishish where there is definitely Kores, so still the blood is not a mamzer. Yidushin is certainly not Eves because it's Litafse Loidu Dei Loidachine. So the klal is only the Nishe that it's not Eves Dushin Dei Dei but Lachine yes. Masheinkin if it's Litafse Dushin Loidu Dei Loidachine. So the blood is not the mamzer. So maybe even Rabbi Akiva, who says that any chayav lavim, the blood is a mamzer. So it's only chayav lavim where it's litapse b'kedushin on the day, but lachine yes. Masha'im came where it's litapse loy nidei loy lachine, let's say Yaakov Evet. So even Rabbi Akiva will agree that the blood is kosher. V'yesh leima, v'tnam behedye b'perich almono. If you have in the Evet, I'll go Abbas Yisroel, I'll go at Mamzer. But I'll call Rabbi Akiva. Because there is such a Tana who says, so who must it be? It must be Rabbi Akiva. So in the Haname, Rabbi Akiva could say that generally speaking, the blood of Chayav Lavin is a Mamzer, but the blood of Akum Ve'eved not. But we see that there is such a Tana. So Mimele, who could be that Tana? So it's Rabbi Akiva. Vintei, now take this in another kash. Vintei, Vishloim me'eved ave mamzea, di be'eved ikelar. Elo me'eved yichovi, mamai ave mamzea, bezni shol shen gozru, umidirai se vi aseta. This kash. So, why does Rabbi Akiva say, that akum ben gavo basolat avlad mamzea? Because, yish mamzea b'chayu v'lavim, so vishloim me'eved, it's chayu v'lavim. What's chayu v'lavim v'eved? We see, they shall be a kodesh. But we see a day shall we gabi shifo and levi a kodesh, we gabi ebe. We gabi esunkeles, explains. But akum, akum abor bas Yisroel, what love is there? What love is there? Now, why so Rashi says all the time, Yivome sing sube, sing sanhedrin, natri zore, whenever the Gemara mentions that according to Rav Akiva, that who says, yish mam lechayiv olavim, so Memele, Vlad Akum, Habal Bas Yisroel, the Ramamza, he says, because of this is hot. What of this is hot? But he says, he does not agree with Rashi. Why? First of all, there is a machlokes between the Rabbanon and Reb Shimon as to whether the Luis Ischatin has reference only to Zayin Aminim, or Luis Ischatin has reference to all the Rumis. All the Rumis. So Memele, there is. So the Rabbonon of Reb Shimon say that this is Chafi has reference only to Zayin Aminim, not to Shomis. Now the Rambam passes like Reb Shimon that this is Chafi has reference to all Dumas. The two passes like the Rabbonon that this is Chafi has reference only to Zayin Aminim, and then even according to Reb Shimon that this is Chafi has reference to all the roommates, all goyim, but the aloha is that when is the lisis chatin, when is the malkes, only when is the rechitin. But when is the raznus, then there is no malkes mitzav lisis chatin. If it's the raznus, not the rechitin. The rechitin means he marries or he lives with a goye, let's say, or a basis royal lives with a goy as husband and wife. So that's derech hitin. But if it's just derech snus, derech hakoyet, so then there is no malkes mitzad lo yisrat. So this is kasha yi, so even according to Reb Shimon, there is no law. We'll soon see what is Rashi shite. Why does Rashi say that every case of akum ve'eved abor bas Yisroel, every case of akum abor bas Yisroel is chayav lavin because of this yisrat. Alright, so this is kasha yi. Wim Thema, bishle me mele da ve mamza der ve dikala, el mit komme maya ve mamza, bezne shal shem dozo. Um mit reise hoitzio, this is sorry. That was in connection with Tomo. So we see from this Gemara, the Gemara says in connection with that posse, bezne shal shem dozo. So, because there it was, I mean, in Yehuda's impression was that the Tomo was there and this Zera shall Bezdin shall shame. So we see from this Gemara that even before Matitoa there was such a thing as Bas Yisroel and Yisroel Noch. Now, so why? So who are the Israelis before Matitoa? So in other words, the descendants of Avram, but Tomo was not Mizera Avram Tomo. Tomo was not, so it appears from this Gemara and also from the Gemara in Seite that even before Matan Torah there was such a thing as Deus. Number one, there was a Shem Yisroel before Matan Torah. From the moment that Avraham Avinu was Nichnas Lebris, so he became endowed with Kedushas Yisroel, as the Ramban in his Perush at the end of Parsha Meir says, there was, the Gemara says in Kedushin in regard to Esau, the Gemara says, the minayim that in the akum is here is shesovit d'artero shenema ki yerusha le'isof nosati es ha'aseh. So the Gemara asks, Zekashi in Dushin v'dilmo Yisroel muna sh'ane? Maybe b'neach is not Yerish, but Esau was not b'neach. Esau was Yisroel, he was Yisroel muna. So that means that before Matan Torah there was Dushas Yisroel, because if there hadn't been Dushas Yisroel, so Esau couldn't be Yisroel muna. So we see from the, so the Ramban says that Mishor Shenichnas Avraham Avinu Ibris, so the Oves became endowed with Dushas Yisroel. And not only that, so the Oves and their descendants. But Tomo was not Mizera Avraham. The answer is she was Mizgaya herself. And from the Gemara in Seite it appears that there was Geus before Matan Torah too. From the time that Avraham Avinu was Nichnas Ibris, so there was such a thing as Dushas Yisroel, and Dushas Yisroel, from its inception, was not limited to any race, to any nationality. So because Dusha is not something that is based upon a national origin or upon race. So since Avraham Avinu had Dushas Yisroel, and the Zera Avraham had Dushas Yisroel, so any goy could become endowed with Dushas Yisroel through Geus. So Mimele, Tomo was Mizgaya herself. So she was a Bas Yisroel. And Yehuda thought that she was Mizane with the Goy. He didn't know that she was Mizane with him. So Mimele, he said, it's you, obviously, sorry. So Bizdini shall shame Gozru. Bizdini shall shame Gozru. So Mimele, so but where is the love? Umidraise be a setter. Vyesh Leima. Aval gav di bi aseter imi de reise bi zine mi komoke kim gele tapse be duschen have mamse ak moi ber da filo ge psim na timoni o yeme ide i lav mi shim gele tapse be duschen loj de bei lach ide vi hoyu di mi eve da have mamse mi gava kime aval gav di loi di aval gav di loi tapse be duschen loj de lach ide ho adime mi khob so teise se zeina khaname. A love there is only by Eved Abba Abbas Yisroel. By Akum Abba Abbas Yisroel there is no love. But the real criterion is not whether there is a love or not. The real criterion is whether there is Dushni status or not. So the relation, the connection is between Mamzeus and non-Tris and Dushni. But according to Shimon HaTimoni, so Chayov Lavum Dushni status, so the male of the Vlad couldn't be a Mamza. According to Rabbi Akiva, Gdushin is not Eifes. Gdushin is not Eifes in Chayav Lav. So Mimele the Vlad is a Mamzer. But, so Mimele by Akum, without the Lav, we don't have to resort to the Lav. Gdushin is certainly not Eifes, Akum in the Bas Yisrael. So Gdushin is not Eifes. So Mimele, he has to be a Mamzer. But we should say the same thing in regard to Shimon HaTimoni too. But Shimon HaTimoni has another Shite. He says that when is there a connection between non-Tris Dushin and Mamzeus? Only when the non-Tris Dushin is Lididei. But Lachine, yes. Masha'in came when one is Mufka of Dushin. loy did they loy rachim. Let's say as an akum in Bas Yisrael. So when he's moved from kedushin, then there is no connection between non-tvisas kedushin and mamzeres. But Rav Akiva couldn't say that because eved. So he says the vlad is a mamzer. And in Eved, so the non-tvisas dushin is not only lididei, it's loidi lidei v'loilachine. So obviously, according to Rav Akiva, there is a connection between non-tvisas dushin and mamzeres. Regardless whether the non-tvisas dushin is lididei, but lachine, yes, or loididei loidachine, according to Rav Akiva. So memele, we don't have to, so even without the law, but akum, there is no tvisas dushin, so memele, the vlad is a man. That's the first time. Then the second tereth is, Iname, me vichovim ha'ave mamzer alo medrabon. U vichom bokeh maskir en vichovim ha'gaveve, mu she maskir chutza agav chrusho. Even though chrusho is asur alikeh medraise, and chutzo is asur alikeh alo medrabon. So the second lotion is chelik on the first lotion. In other words, according to Rav Akiva. So the Gemara says, that akum veved abo abas yisroel vade mamzer. So the first lotion takes this hold, that Akum Abba Bas Yisroel according to Rabbi Kiva is a mamzer midraise. Even though it's not a chayav elavim, but he's a mamzer because of the non-tvisas dush. Now, so then you ask, so according to Shimon HaTimoni he should also be a mamzer. The answer is Shimon HaTimoni holds there is a connection between mamzeres and non-tvisas dush in the day of Lachine. Yes. But where the non-tvisas dushin is loy dachine, then there is no connection between non-tvisas dushin and mamzeres. But Rav Akiva doesn't agree with that. Because Rav Akiva says that he is a mamzer, the vlad of an eved abo bas yisroel is a mamzer. And there too, there is no tvisas dushin, ben lididei, ben lachine. So memele, akum also. So on account of the non-tvisas dushin, the vlad is a mamzer ben reise. According to the second motion, even though there is no tvisas dushin, so the vlad is not a mamzer midraisi. The vlad is not a mamzer midraisi. So what do we see from that? So apparently the second lashon in Tosfos holds that in order to be a mamzer, the question is, what is the essential thing in mamzeres? The non tvisas dushin or the iser arayis? The iser arayis. So the first lashon in Tosfos is that it's not the Iser Elvo. It's not the Iser Elvo that is the cause of Mamzeres, but the fact that there is no Tvisa Dushin. So, B'chayov Elavim, if not for the Iser Elvo, Gdushin would be Tevis. So the Iser Elvo, according to Rav Akiva, all Chayov Elavim have a Din of Elvo. Have a Din of Elvo, it's Yoy Valyabe, the Chinuch says, according to Rav Akiva, And we see that Tzoras Chayav Elavim is Asur according to Rav Akiva, because according to Rav Akiva, so Chayav Elavim are Arayis. According to Shimon HaTimoni, only Chayav Chrises are Arayis. Chayav Elavim are not Arayis. But according to the second word, according to the second version in Tosfos, so Mamzeres is not the result of an Iser Elvo. Mamzeres is the result of being the offspring of an isha in whom there is no tvisas. Now, so of course, why isn't kedushin teifes according to Rav Akiva and Chayav Elavim? Because according to Rav Akiva, all Chayav Elavim are arayis. So that's the reason as to why kedushin is not teifes. But that's not the essential reason as to why the vlad is a mamzer of Chayav Elavim. The vlad is a mamzer of Chayav Elavim, according to the first lashon Tosfos, because there is no tvisas dushin. No tvisas dushin. Mashenkin, according to the second lashon, so the essential sibe of mamzeres is not non tvisas dushin, but the Iser Arayis. But the non-tvisas dushin is a raya that it's allowed. But the essential thing is the non, the essential thing is the Iser Arayis. The Iser Arayis. So according to the first lashon in Tosfos, the essential sibe of mamzeres is the Iser, is the non-tvisas dusha. Not the Yisra'avo. According to the second Rosh in Teisves, the essential Sibra of Mamzeres is the Yisra'avo. So Eved Abol Bas Yisroel, according to Rabbi Akiva, is an Alp, involved in Yisra'avo. But Akum Abol Bas Yisroel does not involve in Yisra'avo. According to Rabbi Akiva, so according to Teisves, there would be Yoy Val Yaveh. Now, the Ramban says in Sanhedrin that regard to the Gemara, how can you say that Bifaresye, one is mechuyev to be Mesanefesh himself, even an other anaveres other than avizogil arayish mechuzdomim, bo esta faresye ave. So the Gemara gives the teretz that Mishre, because Mishavano esatzmei, Esther or Kakarilom Shane. So the question is, but even without Varesye, so it should be Oyvah Yaveh, because it was an Niser of Bas Yisroel, Hanibeles Legoy, Tachashelech. So the Ramban says, that is an Niser of Shorisurim. The Niser of Yisratin is an Niser of Shorisurim. It's not an Niser Arayas. Now, so let's say, so that means that the Yisra of Bas Yisroel and Yveles Linochi is like Sholav, it's not a Rayas. And there it was Derechit. But according to Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva says that Chayvei Yolavma also a Rayas, so then it would be, there should be Yod Vayaveh, even if he can't be Mifaresi. But why wasn't Esther Mesanefesh herself? So the Gemara gives another routine. Because Kaka Elom, this, that. But if not for Kaka Elom, so then according to Rabbi Akiva, Esther would be Mechuyeves to be Mesanefesh herself because of the Yisra of Mrs. Chapi. Because it was Chayv Olav, and according to Rabbi Akiva, Chayv Olav is a Rayas. So Mele Tzion Olyaver. So Mele, from this thesis it appears that according to Rabbi Akiva, so if someone forces, if it's an Yisrael of Yisrael Deisho, so then it is Yehovah Yahweh, it is an Yisrael Arayis. But the Yisrael of Akum Abol Bas Yisroel is not an Yisrael Arayis, not an Erevo. And that's why Teisa says that Eved Abol Bas Yisroel according to Rabbi Akiva, so the blood is a mamza midraise, because it's chayav olavim, so it's an Yisra Avo. But Akum Abol Bas Yisroel, even though Gdushin is not Eifes, so midraise is not a mamza. So in other words, so it appears that according to the first Lashon of Teisves, the essential sibe of mamzeres is non-tvisas dushin. And the reason as to why chayav olavim Gdushin is not Eifes, because chayav olavim is an Avo. So that's the reason as to why Gdushin is not Eifes. But that's not the reason as to why the blood is a mamzer. The blood is a mamzer of Chayav Olavim because of the Yisra Elvo, according to the second Lashon HaTeisves. But according to the first Lashon HaTeisves, so the blood is a mamzer not because of the Yisra Elvo, but because non tvisas dushin. Why is dushin not tvisas Chayav Olavim? Because it's an Yisra Elvo. So that's following the two Lashonis and Teisves. Alright, now, let's see. Now there is another big chiddush in this thesis we see. Thesis says, V'yesh leima, Abel gav di biya seter in raise v'tzine, mikol mokein, kim do itav sebe gdushin, have a mam zeak moi beer. So, even though it's a biya seter mid raise v'tzine, but in view of the fact that gdushin is not a ifes, so it's a mam. So the Roshan is, Afo gav di biya seter in mid raise v'tzine, la fuke b'faresye. So b'faresye, it's not a biya seter. When we see distinction between tzine and faresye, in Kushor Avir Shemateiro, there is no distinction between tzine and faresye. Only we gabi habol aramis. So there is aloche, habol adris chobim, lein asor mi Yisroel, the way it was with Zimri, so then there is aloche of kanoim peyde. If it's b'faresye. So that is mentioned in the Gemara, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin mentions that in connection with Habol Aramis, in connection with Yisroel Habol Ibn Eskhovi, like Zimri. But the Gemara doesn't mention it in connection with Akum Abol Bas Yisrael. And the Ramban, in Milchamis and Sanhedrin, the Sugi of Yor Vayaveh, so he says in so many words that Kanoim Peimei is only Shayach in the case of Akum Habol Basi, of Yisroel Habol Abudis Kehobim Bifaresie, but not Akum Habol, not Akum Habol al Israelis. And he gives a reason. Why? He says, because when the Yisroelis go Abudis Kehobim, so then blood is Kemeso. So maybe there is Aloch El Kanon Peimbe. Mashenki when Akum Habol Bas Yisroel. So on the contrary, he says the blood is Kemeso and he is in Yisroel. So there is no Kanoim Peyim Bei Bifaresia. And the Rambam Shita is also like that. That the Aloch of Kanoim Peyim Bei is only Shayach in the case of Yisroel Abol Averes Kehobi Bifaresia, not in the case of Yisroel of Akum Abol Israelis. Now here Teisa says, here we are dealing with Akum Abol Israelis, not with the case of Yisroel Abol Averes Kehobi. So still, tasteless implies Afogav to be a set of in the Raise Vitzine. La Fuke Bifaresie. Why Bifaresie? It's certainly in the Raise. Because it's Kanoim Peyime. So it's certainly in the Raise, so there's Chorus and there's Kanoim Peyime, everything. So that means the tasteless is Chelik and the Ramban and the Ramban. And tasteless Shite is that the Aloch of Kanoim Peyime that applies to the case of Yisroel Abol is Chovim, it applies also to the case of Akum Abo Al Bas Yisrael, Al Yisrael. So that's another thing. So we see a big fish. Now let's see the Kashi of Rabbi Dreger, the first Kashi. And the taste is Amroyeninu Valibed Rabbi Yechad. Amroyeninu Valibed Rabbi Yechad. So he says, Amroyeninu the Avlat Kosher, the Rabbi Kive, I'm the Kamon, Mendaled or Medaled, Vitafayin or Medaled, So there is one inaccuracy. It should be not Mendalet or Medalet, it should be Amid Beis. What does Tesis say here? What Ustamas listen to him in your Savre, the Avlat Kosher? The Rabbi Kiva Davke, the Omar Induction takes him Chayul Abu, who the Ave Mamza Melichon Vebe. In the Muhammad Berg Asor Yuxu. We must listen to him as a very Dushin Death for Hayulam. The Tonic Komokish Dushin Yishma Vere, the Mamzer as a Sinner Israel. Vin came in Mamza Mikhov in Vere, for the Tonos and Commission of Dushna Vishal Dushma Achelin, about Mamza Hanik Mishforas also. Vezi in Abolach to Karoish and Teiro, the Lord will come Vere, Abogad will come Vere, Name in Love Dushin, Vishal of Dushma Achelin. So in other words, so what's the Raye that the Stam Mishneh of Pelikoimeh it holds that Akum Vehevet Abol Bas Yisroel, the blood is not imam there. It's not imam there because the Mishnah in Perikoei Meir says that the blood is not imam there mechayav lavi. The Mishnah in Perikoei Meir says in so many words that Dushin is status imam there. And the Dushin, the blood is imam there only mechayav lavi. So that means that Akum Vehevet where it's not Chayovich Rises, so the Vlad, we just Chayovilavim, so the Vlad is not the Mamzer. So Rav Kveyer points to the Gemara here, that Mendalet, Omer Rabbi Yechad, Omer Rabbi Vachone, the third line from the bottom, from the end of the Omer, that Mendalet Omer Beis, Omer Rabbi Vachone, Omer Rabbi Yechad, Hakel Min Dimele Vim Nifchovim Abba Abbas Yisroel, Shav Vlad Mamzer. That's what Rabbi Vachone, Omer Rabbi Yechad said. Man Hakel Meidim, Shimon Atimon. So he said, so Rabbi Bachone in the name of Rabbi Yechon said that even Shimon Atimoni, who says Ein Mamza Mechayov Elavim, still, but Akum Abba Bas Yisroel, the Vlad is him. Meisve, if we come with Eved Abba Abbas Yisroel Avad Mamzer, Rebshim Ben Yehuda Yimeir in Mamzer Elo, Mimi Shisur Yisrael Bo, Vanish Kores, Elo Ma Rabbi Yisef, Man Hakol Meidim Rebbe. So Rabbi Yechanan is not saying Hakol Meidim Yivim Shim Natimoni, that Hakol Abba Abbas Yisroel Avad Mamzer, but Hakol Meidim Rebbe. Avo Gav Di Rebbe Omar, Eina Dvorim Alolu Amurim Elo Div Rabbi Akive, Shoo Yoi Yisechlu Tzoki Ervo, Vileilu Yisvirelei, So Rebbe is chilek on Rabbi Akiva. And Rebbe holds that Chayov Elavim the Vlad is not imam there, bevet khovim bevet meide bi khiose rab dime om rab hitzot bar rab dime mishum rabenu de rab na kodesh bevet khovim bevet ba ba si shoy rab mam so the more it says in so many words that rebe is really kan rab akide rebe holds that akum bevet ab and that khayov vlad of khayov lav is not the mamzer but still rebe says that akum bevet ab ba si shoy the vlad is the mamzer. But only Shimon HaTimoni, because we know that Shimon HaTimoni holds that Akum Vevet Abba Abbas Yisroel Abbat Kosher. So he darshens, Dum Yedish Esav, the Litafs of Kedushin, Lidei Yavu Achine Tafse, Masheim Ken Akum Vevet, the Litafs of Kedushin, Loi Lidei, Loi Achine, so the Vlad is not a Mamza. We know that Shimon HaTimoni says that, but that does not mean that anyone who is Chelikan Rav Akiva and who holds that a mamzer alom chayov ikhrises must also say that a mamzer mi akum eret. We see that Rabbeinu HaKodesh holds his chelik al Rav Akiva that a mamzer alom chayov ikhrises, but he says yesh mamzer mi akum eret. Why? Because chayov elav with dushni steifes according to Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Masheim ki nakum eret dushni is not steifes, and he doesn't darshan Dum Yedei Shesav, Mai Shesav, Tulei Tafsev Dushin Lididei Yalu Tafsev Dushin Lachine. But he darshans, Dum Yedei Shesav, Mai Tafsev Dushin, doesn't make a difference whether it's Tafsev Dushin Lididei Lachine. The non-Tvises Dushin is the Sibir of Mamzeyah, they call it Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Even though Rabbeinu HaKodesh says that Chayov Elavim, the Vlad of Chayov Elavim is not the Mamzeyah, because Dushin is Tehim is Chayov Elavim. So Mimele, so what kind of a riot do we have? What, so how, where do we have the hechech that according to the Stam Mishneh in Eimer, so Akum Vevet Abba Bas Yisroel, the Vlad is the kosher. The Mishneh doesn't say that Akum Vevet Abba Bas Yisroel, the Vlad is the kosher. All the Mishneh says is that the Vlad of Chayov Elavim is not a mamzer. Dushni is teifes of Chayov Elavim. But the Vlad of Akum Vevet, what Dushni is not teifes. So that Mishneh can agree with Rabbi HaKodesh. That's how we get a skash. And then, he also asks, Vidaf Ayin Omudal, Vidzor Chiyun God. Now the Mishneh mentions a case of Akum Ve'evet Habal Bas Yisroel, so that is Havad Mamzer, and still, Mamzer Pesel Machel, the Mishnah Samachtes says, Mamzer Pesel Machel, Kesar Bas Yisroel Keyen, Bas Keyen Yisroel, V'yoldo Imenu Bas, V'yolcha Bas V'nises Leved Odi Chobin, V'yoldo Imenu Ben. So, Harei Ze Mamzer, and he is Pesel, and he is Machel. So, the Mishnah mentions, well, that's the Mishnah, like, that says, that's the Stam of the Mishnah, that says, that Akum Leved Abba Bas Yisroel, the Vad is a Mamzer. So, Gemore says, אמר לי שלוקיש לרבי יחנן כי מן כי רב עקיבא דיש מאמז מחייב עליו ושלוקי said that this Mishneh which mentions the case of הוכה אבס וניסס לעבד ולכוגן ויובים מן בן הרי זה ממזר so then he's מחל בתרומה he's based on בתרומה because he's still a Ben so that accords with רב עקיבא so that's what רשלוקי said to רבי יחנן So the Rabbi Yechanan said to Resh Lakish, "Apilu teimer Rabbonon." The Mishnah can agree with Rabbonon of Rabbi Akiva that ein mamzer mechayav elav, but beivet kichov beivet meide. The chiyotz Rabbim or Rabbi Yitzchok or Rabbim and Mishim Rabbeinu, Mishim Rabbeinu Hakodesh, and kichov beivet Abba Mesravat mamzer. The same Gemara is daf mei. So in other words, so the Gemara says that Rabbeinu Hakodesh in two places is chelik al Rabbi Akiva. He holds. That a mamzer mechayav lavim only mechayav itchrises, but where, like Shimon HaTimoni, but whereas Shimon HaTimoni himself happens to hold that it has to be Dumiya de Ishesav, Mai Ishesav le Tafse Begdushin le De, Yad Lachine Tafse, Mashein Kina Kumbe Abel Tafse le De Lachine. So the Vlad is not Imam Zeya, so Rabbi Nakodesh is Chayri Kan Shimon HaTimoni. But that does not mean that anyone who says that that Imam Zeya Mechayov Elavim must hold the Imam Zeya Meyakum Vevid Al Bovas Yisroel. We see Rabbi Nakodesh holds Imam Zeya Mechayov Elavim, but still he says Yesh Imam Zeya Meyakum Vevid Al Bovas Yisroel. That's Rabbi Kiligas Kash, and that's why he says Vitzorich Iyun God, Vitzorich Iyun God. Now there is a way of answering Rabbi Kiligas Kash. We cannot be chayshet the tasteless forgot this Gemara, because tasteless itself mentions this Gemara. Stomachinet. So that's this Gemara. You see, Rabbi Akiva, he holds, Rabbi Nakodesh, Rabbi holds that ein mamzer mechayov elavim, but yesh mamzer miakum ve'eved al bo'al bas Yisrael. Yesh mamzer mechayov elavim. So obviously, Rabbi holds that the connection is not between Yisr Arayis, between Yisr Arayis and Mamzeres. Because if the connection had been between an Yisr Arayis and Mamzeres, now we said that's the two Shemus Tesis. So according to Rabbi Akiva, the connection is not between Yisr Arayis and Mamzeres. Because if the connection had been between Yisr Elvo and Mamzeres, so Eved, since Rebbe holds that Kedushin is Teves b'chayov elavim, so Eved is chayov elavim, it's not chayov ekritzes. So Eved does not represent, Eved avol bas Yisroel, certainly does not represent an Yisr Arayis. And still Rebbe holds that Eved avol bas Yisroel, so the blood is a mamzer. So according to Rabbi Nakodesh, the essential sibah of mamzeres is not the Yisr Elvo, but the non-physical edition, the non-physical edition. But here the Mishnah emphasizes the whole Mishnah all of Dushin, Avon Yeshla, Lachirin Dushin, Havad Mamzer, Beze, Ze Abu Alachas Mikolarai Shabatir. Why does the Mishnah have to say Abu Alachas Mikolarai? Obviously, the Mishnah is emphasizing that the connection is between Yisr Arayis and Mamzeres. Because if that Mishnah had represented the view of Rebbe, and according to Rebbe, the essential sibah of Mamzeres is not Arayis Shebateiro, the non-physical dush. Arayis, there is no physical dush. But that's not the essential sibah, according to Rebbe. The essential sibah of Mamzeres is non-physical dush. So the Mishnah should say, Veize, Zeabo, Alacha, Sheim Bogdush. Why does the Mishnah have to emphasize the Abu Alachas Miklaroy Shabateiro? So obviously the Mishnah is emphasizing that the real Sibe of Mamzeres is the Yisr Arayis. And that's, so in other words, it's like Shimon HaTimoni, not like Rebbe. And that's the pshat in the Gemara, when the Gemara says the Kodesh Shimon HaTimoni, so Dumya de Ishesav, Mai Ishesav, the Loitafse the Gdushin of the day, Avlachine Tafse, Mashein Kinakum Bebed, Loitafse Gdushin, Loit the day, Loitachine. Two, there is a common denominator between Ishesav and Akum Bebed. By Ishesav, Dushin is not Eifes, and by Akum Bebed, the Dushin is not Eifes. But there is a fundamental difference. By Ishesav, Dushin is not Eifes. Why isn't Dushin Eifes? Because of the Yisr Elvo, because Ishesav is an Elvo. That's the reason. Voraye, Gdushni Stevens Lachine. Only Lididonat. But Lachine, yes. Why? Because Lididon, there is an Israel boy. Mashinkim by Akum Vevet. So it taps the Gdushn Loididay Loy Lachine. So it's not because of the Israel boy. There is no Gdushn, a Goy has no Gdushn in a Goy. Can you say an Israel boy? And there is a Kianishes. Ibneyach has a Kianishes. Aray Ishishish is one of the Arayas that Ibneyach is Muzer. So there is a Kiyandushin, a Kiyanishes, but not a Kiyandushin. So in other words, so that's the Pshat in the Gemara. Dumya de Ishesab, Ma Ishesab le Tafse Begdushin, le Didei, Aval Achrine Tafse. That means, so why is there no Trises Dushin by Ishesab? Because of Israel. So Memele, it's a Sibbe for Mamzeres. Mamzeres is a result of a beer of Israel, not of a beer of no tvisadushin. So the Gemara wants to point out the difference between Ishesav and Akum Vevet. So by Ishesav, the non tvisadushin is based upon the Israel. So Memele, for the same reason that the Israel precludes tvisadushin and Ishesav, so it causes Mamzeres. Masha'in came by Akum Ve'emek. There is no tradition, but there is no tradition not because of the Israel. Lo yidei lo yilachine. I mean, there is no tradition. An Akum, a goy, cannot have tradition in any woman, not even in a goy, where whom he can have, whom he can marry and have a kinyanishes. But there is no ismuk tradition, so it's not the Israel that causes the non tradition. But it's the fact that he is a goy. So Memele, that's not a cause for Mamzeres. So that's the machlekes between Rabbeinu HaKodesh and Shimrat Emoni. According to Rabbeinu HaKodesh, the essential sibbe of Mamzeres is non-tvisas dushin. But according to Shimrat Emoni, the essential sibbe of Mamzeres is the Israel. Is Israel. So since the Mishnah emphasizes in other words, that the Israel is this essential sibbe of Mamzeres. So Memele, this Mishnah apparently assumes that Akum Vevet Aval Bas Yisrael, so the Vlad is kosher, because there is no Israel. Alright, so we can answer this kashe by Rabbi Kivei. Alright, now, I would like to see a certain Gemara in Yevomis, because we couldn't understand the next basis of the Chovim Shekidesh Ba'azeh without going over a certain Gemara in Yevomis, Daf Chov Gimel, and also a certain Gemara in Gdushin Daf Samach Vov, and the Gemara in Pchires Daf Mem Zayin. Alright, now let's see. The Gemara in Yevomis, Daf Chov Gimel. So the Gemara in Yevomis, Daf Chov Gimel, Amad Aleph, says as follows. Thank you.